Finally today, mansplaining. You know, when a man starts explaining something to a woman, even though she didn't ask, kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'd have to be a little more condescending, I guess. Anyway, Sweden's actually got a hotline you can call if you're a victim of mansplaining. It's a brainchild of one of Sweden's largest trade unions, Unionen. Christina Knight is helping work the phones. She's the founder of Unite, which works to diversify ad agencies and communications companies in Sweden. Here's her definition of mansplaining.
I think often it's experienced as a sort of condescending exercise whereby the woman feels that the man feels a need to explain in perhaps a patronizing or condescending way where the woman hasn't actually asked to be informed or have an explanation, and perhaps even to the extent where the woman might already be more knowledgeable or more well-informed on the subject.
So tell us what kind of calls you've been getting on the hotline.
The calls have come in from all over Sweden, and from my point of view, I've had pretty much 50-50 men and women calling in, which is interesting and good. They've ranged from people who just want to say what a great initiative to people who are actually asking for strategies and tools in order to manage mansplaining that they feel that they're experiencing.
Yeah, what kind of things do the men want to know specifically?
Well, I had one wonderful call from a man who I think in his 30s, he'd had a call from his sister asking that he would visit her two sons, 13 and 10 years old, to inform them about mansplaining, which I thought was such a great thing to do, and not least for the man to take on this responsibility. So he was asking for tips and advice on how to address this subject for these two young men and how he could help them to avoid the phenomena of mansplaining. So I tried to equip him with some strategies and ideas on how he could talk about this.
What about any backlash phone calls, like people who are just kind of incredulous that this hotline exists in the first place?
I haven't personally received any of those. I'm sure there have been a couple. There's been quite an intense debate in social media. And I think, or I know that was expected from Unionen, as is always the case, I think, when you discuss gender equality. And a lot of people, I guess primarily men, can tend to interpret the subject as an attack on them as men, which is such a shame, because I know that the aim of this campaign and the aim of most sensible discussions on this topic actually aim to improve situations for both men and women. And in the case of this campaign, of course, the aim is to improve the climate in the workplace and make sure that everyone feels they're being listened to and being respected.
I got to say, from a distance, Sweden seems like a very egalitarian place. Do you think that the country really needs a mansplaining hotline, and maybe some of the complaints were triggered by oversensitivity?
No, I think Sweden is in many ways doing well when it comes to working for equality. This specific campaign really is inspired by a need, both a need expressed by the members within Unionen and a need when you talk to women sort of generally, that they express that they have experienced this and it is troublesome and it is something that one would like to learn how to handle and inform people who are exercising mansplaining that become aware of what they're doing.
So, Christina, the next time you find yourself the object of mansplaining and there is no line to call, how will you react?
Well, I think it's important to talk to the person who is exposing you to this and say, do you know something I'm experiencing now that you're talking down to me or telling me something about that I actually really know quite a lot about? And I'd appreciate next time if you perhaps would start our conversation by asking me whether I'd like to know more, if I need to know more, or if I already know what I need to know.
Christina Knight is a consultant who works on gender equity and diversity. She's also been fielding calls on the mansplaining hotline this week, sponsored by the Swedish trade union. Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you.